Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. The program, Live and Local Now, we talk about what's going on around our community, our city, our county, our state, our nation, and the world. That's what we do. As you know, tomorrow I'll be jumping on that Southwest Airlines flight and headed to Carson City and eventually to the Corley Ranch for the fourth annual Basque Fry on Saturday morning. I'm very excited. 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And as part of our advance team, our good friend Jim Marchant, Assemblyman District 37, just so happens to be in Northern Nevada even as we speak. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great. Can you give us a quick weather report, what it's going to be like up there?
It's actually a little warm for up here. It's probably going to be in the 90s. It's been like that before. I think last year was reasonable. The year before was a little warm.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be a little warm this year. I think it's supposed to be high in the 90 degrees, maybe 91, something like that. Partly cloudy, but mostly it's beautiful. So, especially for us that live down in Vegas, this is air-conditioned weather up here.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, turn off the air conditioning. We don't need any. Can you tell our listeners, there may be a lot of folks listening in Reno and Sparks and Carson City and Ely, Battle Mountain, Amargosa Valley, Hawthorne, all across the state, that may be considering coming up for the Corley Ranch and the fourth annual Basque Fry. Can you tell them what a Basque Fry is? What is it we do at a Basque Fry?
Yeah, I think this is the fourth annual, I believe. Is that right?
It is. It is indeed.
So what it is, I guess it was a tradition that Senator Laxalt, Paul Laxalt, did way, way back. And Adam's kind of taking it over and kind of doing the same thing. And basically, it's a gathering of a lot of great people in the Corley Ranch field, basically, and they put up a lot of tents for us to provide shade. They have great food, and they have great guests that come and speak to us. And this year's like Kellyanne Conway, Congressman Devin Nunes. The one that I'm looking forward to meeting is the lone survivor, Marcus Luttrell.
Marcus Luttrell,
right?
What an amazing, amazing story. And he's a great dude in real life.
He is. And I can't wait to meet him and talk to him. And And who else? Who did I miss out of there?
You missed Dana Lash.
Oh, Dana Lash and Pam Bondi from AG from Florida. That's right.
Exactly. Now, the other thing that this does, it does attract a lot of Republican candidates from all over the state. I'm just guessing Danny Tarkanian will be there. I'm guessing Dean Heller will be there. I'm pretty sure a lot of folks who are running for office will probably be there. It's a great opportunity to mix and mingle with Republicans and conservatives.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody is here normally. Mark Amadei will be here. Probably a lot of the local candidates that are running for state offices will be here. Some of them won't. But looking forward to seeing all of them. It's a good chance to meet a lot of donors also for us. So that's kind of why we're here.
Let me just ask you, because I have a lot of people talk to me about the midterms, and they're less than enthusiastic. Either they're not crazy about voting for say, Dean Heller, or they've got problems in District 36 voting for Dennis Hoff. And I'm just curious, can you talk a little bit about what is at stake in this election? Whether you have to hold your nose or you don't hold your nose, what is at stake in this election come November 6th?
Yeah, you've got to hold your nose and vote for Republicans this election. If we don't win this election, I think that we're done as a state. I don't think we have any opportunity to turn it around. And one of the main reasons is if they win now, they're only going to pad their seats, that the seats that they have, and they're going to be able to determine redistricting in 2020. And if that happens, then they will redistrict everybody's district here to be even more and more Democratic, and there's no chance for people like me to get elected, and even my seat is now upside down. There are more Democrats than there are Republicans. And if they get the opportunity to redistrict my district, they're only going to put more Democrats in there, and they're going to turn it blue. And so that's the danger. That's why we have to get out, and we've got to vote for Republicans. And it's critical. If Steve Sisolak is voted in as our governor, then he will – all of those 41 bills that were vetoed last session will be passed. And that will be a disaster for Nevada. Those were the worst bills. Those bills were straight out of California. And we will become California East if that happens.
You mentioned Governor Sandoval. He came out last week and said he would not be supporting anybody, would not endorse anybody in the governor's race, including Adam Laxalt. Is that a slap in the face of for the lieutenant governor? Were you surprised by the move?
Actually, I'm not surprised. It's no secret that the governor and I were not friendly at all, and I have no respect for him. But it's just no secret, because I made it clear at the end of last session when he killed the ESA program. I mean, he alone did that. He could have passed it, and he didn't do it. And I was just so disappointed in him. So it's no secret, and it doesn't surprise me, actually.
Is it going to hurt Adam Laxalt that he doesn't get the governor's endorsement?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to hurt him. I think that it might help him, actually.
Tell me about the Dean Heller-Jackie Rosen race. Jackie Rosen has come out to be almost anti-veteran. Obviously, Dean Heller has been all over the veterans issue. How do you size that race up? I know the latest polling showed it is neck and neck.
Yeah, I know. You know, so do you believe the polling? That's the question. I don't know. It's so I can't believe that. See, to me, I can't believe people would believe in the ideology that the other side believes in. But there are half the people that do, and it's mind-boggling to me that they could want sanctuary cities. They want to take away our guns. They want open borders. They don't care if MS-13 gangs are run rampant in our streets. I mean, so how can – that just boggles my mind that half the people can believe in that kind of ideology. So I don't know. I mean – but every election that we've had, even these special elections, they've been so close And, you know, if even if the Republicans have squeaked some of them out, half the people, I mean, bleed that stuff. And I'm like, I can't believe it. I'm like, what's going on here? Seems like the elections are rigged to me.
Is it possible, though, that America really is changing and it's becoming not a right center or center right a nation, but it's becoming a liberal nation? Is it possible that we're becoming like Western Europe?
Yes, it's possible, but boy, I sure hope that's not happening. I sure hope there's something else going on that we don't know about that we got to fix, and that's what I'm hoping.
Tell me about your race. And again, Jim Marchant joining us from Carson City on our City National Bank guest hotline. Tell me what you're hearing in District 37. I know you are big on walking neighborhoods. You do the town halls. You talk with your constituents. I saw you out at the Sun City Conservative Club the other night.
Right. Yep.
I'm curious.
You did a great job, by the way. Outstanding job speaking there.
I always have fun with those people. They are so cool. They're thirsty for knowledge.
And
it's great when you can come in there with facts and figures. But I'm curious what you're hearing in 37. What is it the voters are talking about today?
Yeah, the main topic there is their property taxes. They know that if the Democrats are elected, that their property taxes are going to go up substantially. And they're going to remove that cap that was put on, I think, back in 2005.
What is that, 3%? 3%?
Yeah. 3%, and all of that's going to happen, and they're petrified over that, and so is everybody else. And that's going to happen if Sisolak gets in office as our governor. Those bills are going to sail through with no problem, and our taxes are going to be raised, and then they want to raise other taxes too. I think the county commission wants to raise some taxes, and so it's going to be terrible, I'm telling you. And then crime is another issue out there that is on their mind. And I actually, walking the other day, I walked a house that had a hole in the door, and it was covered up, of course. But and they said, somebody came and broke in the other day. And
wow.
So it's even out there. It's pretty scary. So.
Let me just ask you, though, because this this is one of those issues. The president, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. I mean, my friends, my family, the people I hang out with, I don't hear a lot of people talking about that stuff. Do you hear much about that at all?
No, hardly anything. And honestly, I've been really busy for the past few days, and I've heard that Paul Manafort was found guilty on 5 or 8 counts or something like that.
Eight of 18 counts.
Yeah, and I haven't really been paying attention because honestly, I don't want to because it's all a bunch of baloney to me, and I just it's just a witch hunt, and the Democrats are trying anything they can to get Trump out of there because they are going down if Trump is successful in finishing what he has started here. So it's going to be very interesting.
Again, Jim Marchant.
Let's hope he can do it.
Let's hope so. Jim Marchant joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Want to ask you, excuse me, in fact, I've got that wildfire stuff, that ozone stuff that we had over the last few days. I've got it.
Yeah. Oh,
It's awful. Hey, I want to ask you, though, the Clark County Education Association, better known as the Teachers Union, came out with a 27-page report which advocates that communities be able to, school districts, for instance, could levy taxes.
Right,
And more education. Do we need more money to be spent on education?
No, absolutely not. We spend enough. We spend as much as most states in the country. There's only a few states that spend more money per child per year than us, and they are a lot higher ranked than we are. Instead of throwing more money at it, why don't we look at what they're doing and maybe adopt some of their policies and rules and fix our problem? We don't need more money, and it would be a disaster if the school board could start levying taxes on the people. That's scary.
People now don't trust their school board anyway.
No. And why would you hear? The only reason you would hear is if you're one of them.
Let me ask you though, are you of a mind that you obviously believe we spend enough on education, but how we disperse money from the state to school districts, is that fair? Do you believe that we need to change that?
Well, in the I believe it was it last session where we it was the bill I think that Michael Roberson did that broke up the school district into five districts, and it kind of in that bill it said that only so much money could go to the administrative portion of the school district, and I agree with that, and that's what they're upset about. That's why they want more money, and because I think it was like 20%, then it's going to go down to 15% in a few years or something like that, and that could be spent on the administrative part, and I agree with that, because if you go look at the Taj Mahal over there of the school board, I mean, they don't spare any expense over there. That could go to kids. That could go to teachers, and I agree with that. And the funny thing is if you talk to the administrative people, like I know they hate me now, but if you go talk to them, they can barely keep the lights on. That's the way they seem. And you and I have to tighten our belt when budgets get tough, right?
We do it all the time.
Yeah, you can't just go out in the backyard and pull some money off a tree, can you? I can't.
Well, that's
so you got to tighten your belt.
Are you surprised though that it's the it's the teachers' union that's coming up with this proposal. And by the way, if Democrats do win in a big way, this thing will sail through. You know it will, won't it?
Oh, it'll sail through. Absolutely. No question about it. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I'm not surprised. Are you kidding me? I know those people.
Wow.
They are as progressive as you can get.
Let me ask you, what brings you up to Northern Nevada early? Or are you just prepping for the bass fry?
Well, no, I had set up a few meetings up here to meet with some donors, and actually, I'm meeting with the Legislative Council Bureau on a couple of bills that I'm doing, and just meeting like last night. We Jim Wheeler had a little fundraiser up here, so I came and went on that with them. Saw a lot of people that. From up north that I know and hadn't seen in a long time. So it was great to get to visit with them. And one person I met for the first time was the CEO of the Comstock Mining Company. And as you know, I've got a Gold and Silver Enabling Act bill that is going to tremendously benefit the mining industry. Actually, it's going to benefit Nevada in general. So I got to talk to him about that, and he loved it. He was all over it. Yeah.
We are going to talk about that bill at length on Saturday. So I want you to give us a little time on Saturday. We'll have you over to our RV, and we'll have some fun with you. I got to run. Thank you so much for spending some time. Keep that weather good for me, will you?
We will.
I'll see you tomorrow, my friend. That's Jim Marchant on our City National Bank guest hotline, joining us live and local. Now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now coming up. My favorite part of the program, it's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And it's where you call in and tell us what you want to talk about. Doug in Reno is going to be first out of the gate. The rest of you right behind him. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you, taking you right up till 12 noon. This is my favorite part of the program. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show. Our lines were busy for a while. Probably got that stupid busy signal. It may be something we talked about earlier in the week. It might be something we talked about last week. Or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're ringing in, we're going to get you screened and ready to go. In fact, let's go to Doug. Doug in Reno, listening on 1400 AM. Good morning, Doug. You're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, good morning. I'm Doug Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. In my YouTube upload 7, a judge pretends he doesn't know me in court after asking for $10,000. And uploads 8, he said he'll flee to Brazil, railroad me to Trenton Psych in New Jersey.
I don't know what that's about. I think he has an issue with somebody. I hate it when somebody reads something, though. Okay? I just hate it. If I wanted prepared statements, I'd go to a senator or a congressman. Sorry, but I would. That frees up a line. Doug waited all that time to start reading a dissertation to me. Please. Tom in Las Vegas. Tom, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Listen, I never hear anybody talking about these prosecutors having prosecutorial immunity, meaning that they can stir up any kind of crap they want and you can never hold them accountable. These people are unelected bureaucrats, if I'm not mistaken. So they're just part of the bureaucratic deep state that is running this country. And if you get, you know, the right band of sociopaths or communists in this bunch of prosecutors who can't be touched, you know, then they can weaponize our legal system against anybody they wish to. And I think we're seeing this played out, you know, in living color right now with this Mueller clown.
Well, let me just ask you, what is it that bothers you most about it?
Well, the fact that they have so much power to do whatever they want to do, and you cannot hold them accountable personally. So they, you know, the old saying about they can indict a ham sandwich, that means they can drag any one of us in there, accuse us of something. And if we prove ourselves to be innocent, then they just turn and go after somebody else, and there's never any skin off their back on the deal.
Let me ask you, what would you do? For instance, prosecutors can be told to resign. I mean, they're appointed, you know, by the president. A lot of these people are the Department of Justice. What would you have us do? What is a better way? For instance, the Duke lacrosse team. And you remember the rape charges against the Duke lacrosse team.
Yes, sir.
And heads rolled. Heads rolled on that one.
Yeah, and that's just one instance. I mean, every day something like this is taking place. I think what Mr. Trump and his guys did with this Brenner is an ideal modus operandi to follow through with the rest of these clowns. You know, all these other FBI people that signed on in support of Brenner, all they did was expose themselves as fellow travelers. So I think the whole bunch of them can go.
Wow. I'm so glad you called, and I thank you. As to the prosecutors, I will simply tell you, I think there are good prosecutors out there. Not all of them are ambulance chasers, if you will. They're not just looking to put another skin up on the wall. I do think that there are some very good prosecutors who care about getting to the truth. But I also think there are some that where it stinks to high heaven. I'll just put it that way. Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, how much is it to attend the Bass Fry?
I'll have to listen to the commercial. I think it's around $40 or $50.
Can people just show up?
I don't know that you can show up, but you can go to Morning in Nevada, PAC, and there's a place right there where you can order your tickets right
there.
It's on Eventbrite.
I don't have a computer. Yeah, look, I'm going to say the same thing again. We can't just be the party of no to everything. Except profits for everybody. we're going to have to change. You have an opportunity here at the Basque Fry. You're going to discuss local and national issues. Focus on education. Get a focus group. Address this issue. Get a council to examine it. We just can't say no to everything. We're going to lose everything. Let's focus on this state. Focus on education. Let's strong arm the casino owners with their billions to put money into something. I have plans. I don't know if I'm going to show up. I'm not going to sit in a tent and eat dead lamb. I'm a vegetarian anyway. But there's plenty of other stuff.
Trust me.
Okay. All right. I'm making excuses. All right.
You just better show up. Because I got some things to tell you. I can't tell you on it. I will tell you this, though. Republicans are the party of being for stuff. If there's anybody that is the party of no or the party of resistance, it's the Dems. Sorry to have to say it, but it's true. I mean, even in Carson City, look at the plans. Look at the plans that they have, the Democrats. Look at the 41 bills that were vetoed by Governor Sandoval. And whether you like him or not, at least he vetoed those bills. And I guess my point is, if you're looking for the party of no or the party of, that's not for something, don't talk about Republicans that way. That's the Democrats. They're anti-Trump. They're anti-business. They're anti-military. I mean, you can go right down the line. Mike, you got the wrong party, pal. The folks who are against stuff, that's the Democrats. Yeah. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to John Stevens. Listening in the Coachella Valley. John, you're up. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I call you so many times that you could have a free ticket for me for the Bass Ride, but that's okay. What I'm phoning about, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I try to get through to Dana Lash, and I can't, but I see she's going to be at the Bass Ride.
She is indeed.
Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
And tell her she hates eating waffles because they get all soggy. So tell her to take and have a side dish with maple syrup, and you cut up your waffle and dunk and eat it.
See, after all of that, we have just solved Dana Lash's primary problem, waffles. Just do a side dish with syrup and then dip the waffles. Yeah. All of that. It's amazing what we learn in the Coachella Valley. Yeah. John Stevens, thank you, man. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. You want to join us? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's simple. 844-2-NEVADA. In case you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer Jameson know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. We do that every day, Monday through Friday, 9 until noon, live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash. Get your tickets today at morningofnevadapac.org, paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. To your phone calls we go. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, you're up. You're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. It's been a while since I called and talked to you. But is Reagan Barth going to be up there at the Bass Strait?
Megan Barth is going to be leaving with me tomorrow. We're going to be flying up together, and she will be there on Saturday.
Cool. My main point is, now, as you know, Alex Jones is being slammed. He's saying there's two congressmen in the Congress, in the Senate, that are basically, I mean, saying everything, but, you know, they're kind of like killing Trump. Say kill Trump, you know. Isn't this sedition? Not only is it sedition, I think, but they took an oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, they're in violation, if they're causing sedition, like Maxine Waters, like, you know, Boxer, Feinstein, you know, Pelosi, that are calling for violence against a seated president, when you had 8 years of how many unconstitutional acts, how many impeachable acts Obama has done, and they didn't say one word. I'm dumbfounded, because I'm not a lawyer, but legally, Can't you just go in there and say, hey, you're out of office because you're violating your oath of office?
No. Let's see. Members of Congress are controlled by their houses. The Senate sets the rules for senators. The House sets the rules for members of the House. It would be nice. You can recall people every 2 years in the House of Representatives. You can vote them out. And it happens. I mean, you've got Duncan Hunter, who's under a federal indictment. The people of his district in California may vote him out. But think about it for a minute. Those of us that were railing against President Obama and wanted to impeach him and wanted to vote him out of office, we were unsuccessful. A lot of us wanted to do that. By the way, I played this for Wayne Allen Root, but I want to share this with you. Let's go to cut two real quick, because this is Elizabeth Warren. She was on CNN yesterday, and she was trying to walk back. She took a lot of flack because she was minimizing the death of that girl in Iowa at the hands of an illegal. And somehow, some way, she found a way to twist this into mamas and babies. Mamas and babies. And this is one I've never understood. This is one that just doesn't make a lot of sense for me. You've got a beautiful young girl who is dead. And all of a sudden, Elizabeth Warren's trying to make it into an immigration reform sort of thing. When what we've got is an illegal, somebody who is here illegally, killing people. Now, that's wrong. But here is Elizabeth Warren. This is cut to, and trying to walk back the what we call the mama and babies deal. Here it is.
I'm so sorry for the family here, and I know this is hard, not only for the family, but for the people in her community, the people throughout Iowa. But one of the things we have to remember is we need an immigration system that is effective, that focuses on where real problems are. Last month, I went down to the border, and I saw where children had been taken away from their mothers. I met with those mothers who had been lied to, who didn't know where their children were, who hadn't had a chance to talk to their children, and there was no plan for how they would be reunified with their children. I think we need immigration laws that focus on people who pose a real threat, and I don't think mamas and babies are the place that we should be spending our resources. Separating a mama from a baby does not make this country safer.
Okay. Suffice to say, she's taken a bunch of hits on social media of people that say, you know, the life of this young girl killed by somebody who's here illegally. It's not about mamas and babies, for crying out loud. So she gave the perfunctory, well, our thoughts and prayers are with the family and blah. You know, the Parkland, Florida people said thoughts and prayers aren't enough. And I would say the same thing to Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. It's just not the same. And by the way, it makes me angry. I mean, it makes me real angry when I hear people like Elizabeth Warren talking like that. Now, Lanny Davis is another situation. Let's go to cut seven, because this is Lanny Davis. He was on with Martha McCallum last night and was talking about, in fact, it's cut eight. I'm sorry. I said cut seven. I meant cut eight. Martha McCallum, I think, did a great job last night in debating Lanny Davis. If you don't know who Lanny Davis is, he's a Politico from way back, dating back to the Clinton administration, and is now the attorney of record of Michael Cohen. Well, I tell you, there are some weird weird vibes out there. I mean, names you haven't heard of for years are back in business because of Michael Cohen or Paul Manafort. But here's Lanny Davis, and this is Cut 8 with Martha McCallum, debating the Stormy Daniels payment and what is essentially the crux of the matter, which is, was this payment of $130,000 a, was it a payoff? Was it hush money? Was it from campaign finance funds? Exactly what was it?
I want to go to the larger question of whether or not it was a campaign finance violation. You seem to be assuming that it was. Michael Cohen said it was. But others are saying that, that there's no way to connect the two in a clean, direct way.
Well, I don't know who's called others, but let me at least start.
Well,
let me
quote somebody for you then, and then I'll let you answer. Former Election Commission Chairman Hans von Spakovsky said this is not a violation because this was not a campaign-related offense. This is the former head of the FEC Commission. He says Cohen pled guilty to it. Cohen paid it, but then Cohen was reimbursed by Trump, and a candidate can spend as much of their money as they want to on their campaign.
Okay, well, it's perfectly appropriate for someone who doesn't know facts to disagree with federal prosecutors who investigated the facts, and I respect anybody's opinion. But there's only one law. There aren't two laws. And the law doesn't make a distinction between money that comes from a campaign that is for the principal purpose of politics, which is what the prosecutors found. There's no distinction between, as Mr. Trump said, campaign funds or personal funds. Both are subject to one, limits, and two, disclosure. Neither of those occurred for the very reason that Mr. Trump didn't want anybody to know about $130,000 of hush money to Ms. Daniels. And he asked Mr. Cohen, according to the prosecutor's words, yeah, that Mr.
Lanny,
Cohen
you make
read.
It sound like it's very easy to make that connection. And we all we saw that Michael Cohen pled that there was a connection. In fact, you said yesterday that he used the exact words that the prosecutors told him to use in terms of at the direction of the president. Those payments were made to influence the campaign of 2016. So those are the words that, that Michael Cohen used when he pled guilty. If he had not agreed to use those words, would he have been able to get the sentence that he got or have made this plea at all? Or was it incumbent upon him using those words?
Well, let's talk about the facts behind the words. I don't know what would have, could have, should have been. There was no deal. He got no lower jail time. He's going to jail. He pled guilty.
So just how much trouble is the president facing after the indictment? Well, excuse me, the plea bargain from Michael Cohen, the guilty plea. How much trouble is he in? Is he in trouble of impeachment? Might he face his own criminal indictment? We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll also get you set for the 4th annual Basque Fry up at the Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.